welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Yesterday, we didn't have a full-blown Aftercast. We actually did a Facebook Live, which is still up at Facebook. Just search Wally Show, and you can check it out there. We were kind of doing some slideshows of my trip to Disney, and we were talking about, like, I told my daughter, I said, be prepared to be spoiled. And she's like, oh, boy, vacation dad is here. And so I spoiled her, you know, and, like, I haven't seen her, like, in 8 months. So it was fun. But my wife did not see the Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. We apologize. We had messages go out alerting people, but they got late. They got to people late. And so my wife didn't know we had done it. And so I was telling her about the thing and then updating her on what the total was that I had spent on Haley. And even she was like, what? Like, it snuck up on us, you know? Mm. And I'm like, yeah, that's true, actually. Like, I don't need to buy her love.
Well, of course not. Does it kind of concern you, though, that Marty didn't know or was kind of shocked by it? Because I thought she was the one that was supposed to be
tracking
your spending. And if she's not, then who is? Because you don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how much money we have in the bank. I just don't. I don't look at it. I don't
less after this weekend.
Is she keeping track of that?
Yeah, I think so. Apparently, she was on vacation too. Huh. Like Nate Bargatze has this great thing about this bit about not knowing what he has. And I don't think people understand that or could fathom that. But I truly don't know how much money I have in the bank. Now, I know our investments because I handle that stuff with our broker and stuff. So mm-hmm. I know what that is. Although that, I look every quarter because everything's so bad. Mm. It stresses me out. That's why I don't know. That's why I don't ask. And so I listen for cues from my wife. Like, if my wife is ever like, oh, let's eat at home today. Oh, wait, what's wrong? You know, like, what happened? You know,
let's have ramen for the third night. Yeah,
exactly.
Dang
like,
it.
Like if I spend too much, I don't know. But yeah, I don't want to know because I get stressed.
So if you are going to buy something big,
yeah,
like an e-foil thing.
Oh, yeah.
Would you need to pass it by her first just
Absolutely.
To make sure that you have the money?
I would, even if I knew how much it was, like a big purchase, I always discuss with her, you know, going into it. And like, we bought her car, you know, and mm-hmm. so we discuss all of those things. For things that are like, I typically, if it's under $100, like I probably don't say anything or, oh, I got this. I ordered this off mm-hmm. Amazon or, you know, something today. But something that's like, say it's a new tool and it was like a $250 tool. Mm-hmm. I would usually tell her, yeah, I'm thinking about getting this. And then she's always like, oh, yeah, you're fine. No big deal. Like she never tells me, oh, don't do something. Mm-hmm. But I out of respect and courtesy, like I tend to let her know. And she does the same thing for me. Like she very rarely buys anything for herself either. Although she has turned into a sneakerhead. This is what's really weird. She, like, you know how you have the sneaker culture? She's not into the culture like, oh, I got to get the new Jordans. But she's found that she really likes buying sneakers. And like, she's buying sneakers like a beast. Yeah.
Maybe you should look at her spending. Base it off of that. Like, if she's spending money, then
we're good.
Yeah,
because she never spends money. So
do you still have more shoes than she does, though? Or is she catching up to you?
I think she's catching up to me with the new sneakers and stuff. Because I gave away a bunch of mine too. Like I kind of reset my shoe game, and I gave away mine. So, but anywho, hey. You know, speaking of like earning a living, you see all these places that can't hire anybody and we're sorry, we're closed because we can't get people to work. You know, that drives me crazy when there's so many jobs out there. Well, with all the talks of jobs not being filled, I was surprised to hear that when the FAA opened up 1,500 jobs for air traffic controllers, 57,000 people applied.
Whoa.
57,000 applied for 1,500 jobs.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
And the airlines have been blaming the FAA and air traffic controllers for the shortage, and the FAA has responded with, it's not our problem.
How professional.
Yeah, it was like, you guys messing this up, but they're hiring to get back to pre-pandemic levels. And they say that the job is super stressful, but this might be the reason that people are going to apply for it, like at 57,000. How much do you think the average price for that person that sits up in the tower and is like, Charlie Foxtrot Alpha, you are clear on runway 27. Have a good flight, sir. Boy, I want to do it.
I think it's a very important job.
Yeah, because you're basically keeping planes
Oh, yeah.
From not, from crashing.
Charlie Echo 124, you are on runway 45, and I want you to hold short. That's what they say. They don't say stop for some reason, hold so people short. Don't freak out and stop don't their plane. Don't. They say hold short.
Hit the brakes, 44.
Yeah. They're so calm.
That'd be clutch. And then they're like, hit the clutch? No!
How do you think they order at drive-thrus? I'll take a
number two.
Double with a large
But hold Coke. Short on the ice.
I know? Think if I had that job, I would just do it with different, like, impressions
love,
of people.
I would love it. Yeah, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
I need you to get on the chopper.
Yeah, get on the chopper. You have a chopper crossing in front of you.
And then hold short. They'd have to guess who I was trying to impersonate.
That's great. Or I'd just do it as Southern. Would be great. Hey, y'all. Echo Charlie Foxtrot. Hey, you, why don't you just take that Airbus 18-wheeler and, you know, get that thing on over there right now, lickety-split. Okay. And when you get back, we'll split some onion rings over there at the Applebee's.
Onion.
The way you hear so me Rhett in Walker. Your head is
yeah,
interesting.
That is how I hear you. So what do you
I would say that they make $67,000 a year.
Okay, that's a good guess, Gavin.
I'm thinking they're pretty well off in the 85,000 range.
Okay. Ooh. Each of you have given a really good salary for someone that does a very important job, but you are both low.
Oof. Are we talking six figures?
Yeah. The average median salary for air traffic controllers is $138,000. Wow.
Guys, I'm giving my 2 weeks.
I know. And I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you a bit.
Holy cow.
How do you get there? Like, I wonder what you have
to
have done.
Hey, boys, it's me, Betty Rock. Oh, sorry. That was sexist. I mean, ladies, you can be pilots too, and I just love you all. We're going to fly today.
Oh, gosh. That'd be a shoe-in.
I could
do share.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. No, that's not good.
Could you do share? Could you really?
I can only do it when share? I say,
do you believe in life after
You have to sing everything. Could you learn this plane?
On runway 44. Yeah. So, $138,000.
If I could turn back time. If I could turn this back planes. They're landing like, why do we have to come to this airport? Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a ton of money.
They say it's a really super stressful job. That for a long time, it was one of the highest suicide rates.
Oh, wow.
Profession. So, yeah, apply, Rock.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
That was so dark.
That was very dark. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I don't know why. I guess it was very stressful. I don't know.
Huh.
Okay, I'm just baffled and fascinated by this. I saw this headline, okay? Vince Gill, you know, he...
love Vince Gill.
Married to Amy Grant.
Yes.
Okay, headline.
He's also great in country world.
Okay, but listen to this headline. Vince Gill pays tribute to wife Amy Grant after injured in an accident. It sounds like she died.
Which I assume did not.
She did not. No, she fell off
scrapes,
her bike.
Scrapes and bruises.
This is getting ridiculous.
But she had a heart transplant. Not a heart transplant, but she had heart surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this. Like, she literally fell off her bike and got scrapes and bruises, went to the hospital, and was released. Like, went home. And now he's doing, like, the headline is just crazy. On CNN, pays tribute to wife CNN. Amy Grant. He sang a song for it. He was doing a residency at the Opry, and I guess he sang his song and had their daughters sing a song about her.
So he might have just done it, not to pay tribute. Maybe that's the wrong verbiage.
That's my point.
But instead, just because he loves her.
Yeah, honors his wife, you know, or whatever. But they've made a thing out of, like, I fall off my bike all the time.
I know, and it sounds like this complaint is coming from a hurt place.
Yes, no one cares. No one pays tribute to me when I fall
if
off
anything,
my bike.
We point and laugh.
Yeah, my buddy's over there laughing, going, I got that on tape. You know, but yeah, and so it's just been a weird story. She did have a concussion. Now, concussions can be serious.
That's pretty big.
I don't know. But I've had a bunch of concussions in my life.
And look what they did to you.
I know. It was interesting, though, on the serious side of concussions. I don't know how bad hers was. But, I mean, they just really feel like they've overblown this story. But we had a friend that their son, nice kid, like just normal nice kid, playing sports, gets a bad concussion, and it altered him. He became angry, enraged, violent, and it's like, and so they started doing more and more studies on concussions. If you look at the NFL, the concussion protocol is like something they take very seriously now, because guys were getting hurt and messed up. And I've seen this happen, and I've seen this, when you see someone talk about it, more and more people are telling stories of like their kids getting concussions in sports and it altering their behavior. And a lot of times it goes super dark and violent. And it's crazy to think that could happen.
I think that someday, should I have a boy or a girl when it comes to sports, I could assume that the boy would be the one who would choose football.
Right.
And I think that my wife and I have had that discussion of like, okay, he'll get to that point. And I think I'd be a little bit nervous about him saying, I want to play football.
Yeah.
Odds are he's going to be a small little guy. So hopefully I can stir him away from that.
Or he won't get to play. Yeah, that was my story.
Maybe. Same. But they always, it was weird. They were, for a long time, they were claiming that other athletes, like soccer players, got concussions just as much.
Because the headbutting and stuff.
Yeah. They say that. I played for 15 years. My head like never hurt per se, but I played football for 1 year and I remember falling down and cracking my neck on the back of the on the field, and I was hurt.
I remember just having, I looked like a bobblehead
because
my football helmet never fit. Like it would flop back and forth on my head because I was so small and I'm wearing all these big pads. And so my helmets when I'm running is going up and down. Like I just, anytime I got hit, it hurt because all my gear didn't fit and it was just like, pow, pow, and it killed me.
It's a violent game.
Boy, if I had a son, I would still probably, you know, let him play football.
I think so.
I mean, I think there's part of it that's learned. You hear the horror stories of people that unfortunately get paralyzed playing football. But I mean, at the end of the day, it could happen playing soccer. It could happen on a bus, you know, and so you can't bubble wrap the kids.
No.
That's the tough part about parenting is, you know, you kind of just, when you're in it, you're in it. And you see what they're passions are and you try to foster that, but then you balance that with your fear. Like I could not have a daughter in gymnastics on the balance beam.
Oof.
I could have her doing the uneven bars and I could have her doing the vault, but I'd be like, you're not doing balance beam. There's no, I cannot watch that.
Throw themselves off of the thing and are spinning in midair.
Yeah, that one's kind of cool.
The one that Simone Biles said she had the twisties for?
Yeah, that one's kind of cool.
The
though.
Twisties.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Dizziness or something.
It's where their head isn't focusing right and they can't get
sounds
their landing.
Serious.
So that that was the big part of her pulling out of the Olympics, was she was talking about she felt she had the twisties and where they're not focused, and then that's where they can get like super hurt because they're not able to spot their landing and things like that. So it sounds like something you would call it in women's gymnastics, though. You got the twisties? I sure do. You know, like...
not crazy.
Yeah, it's not very technical, but you know, it gets the point across, I guess. So anyway, Amy Grant on the mend and tributes being prayed. We should go to a candlelight vigil, like at her house. Just put a bunch of candles all
Are
around
you okay?
her front door.
Oh my gosh,
that would be so funny. Oh, okay. And I guess that's it for me. What do you got, Rock?
Serena Williams, she announced recently that she is retiring from tennis. But I mean, like she's slowly, you know, backing out of things. Mainly it's due to the fact that she said she's 41 and her daughter wants a sibling. And she is going to have to retire so that she can provide that sibling.
Really?
That's an interesting deal.
Yeah.
Well, she said if she were a male athlete, she wouldn't have to. Like, he could still get out there and play.
True.
But her, she can't.
Well,
and especially at 41, you do have to take care of yourself.
It took her time to
have a baby.
It took her time to get back after the first one, per se.
I mean, you have the physical part of, yes, you are carrying a baby. And yes, like, as a male, you would not have to have the 9 months of carrying a baby so you could keep working. But to say that, like, oh, this is going to end my career and I can't still compete because I have children. I think that's doing a disservice to women all over, because you've got the money to hire people to watch your kids for you while you're, you know, doing stuff. You could, if you still wanted to, that's a cop out to me. You know, if you didn't, if you say, hey, I am going to focus on my family now, and this is important to me. And I'm tennis is not as important to me, or I love it, but this is what I'm going to let take my time. Great, have at it. But it's like you're blaming your kid, like, oh, they want a sibling, so I have to quit because I'm not a man. That's garbage.
Well, I mean, the way that she put it, she said that, but I mean, could this be a form of her like taking care of her family, expanding her family?
Doesn't sound, but the way it's put doesn't sound like that. The way it's put sounds like I can't compete because I'm not a man, and it's weakening women, you know, honestly. Like, women have babies, they run marathons, and they're amazing, and they do what guys can't do because none of us would choose to have a baby. Like, no, absolutely not. And then, you know, to say, well, I can't, you know, why couldn't she come back and play? Her age is getting up to where it's harder to play at that level. Mm-hmm. That's just an age thing, man. That's not a gender thing. Like,
she's facing 20-year-olds that have 20 less years on their legs.
I don't care how great you are. But, I mean, she's one of the greatest of all times, but there's a point in time where it's age that's going to get you, you know?
Yeah.
You can go out and try. Play doubles.
In her defense, she is like the greatest probably female athlete of all time and like does not have more to prove per se.
Right.
So I feel like she's good with this role in like stepping away from it. But yeah, if it's you go.
Well, two things. I think that when it comes to women being moms, you're quickly judged if you're not there 24/7 because men can go out and do what they want, do the job that they need, and they're not going to be judged saying, well, you weren't there to tuck them in at night or you weren't there to feed them.
Sure.
Where the same would not be said for women. Women, if you're not there with your kid 24/7, they're going to be like, you're not that great
but
of a
mom. But
who's
judging them? Other moms, other women. And that's the problem. Guys aren't judging you. Guys are like, good, go for it.
I know.
Where women judge each other, you guys are doing your own gender a disservice. You guys are putting yourself in the kitchen, so to speak, metaphorically, with that old stereotype, and you should be celebrating each other like that are going out and working and still being in the field you want to be in, even if you have kids.
I agree. Another thing, she has enough money, I would assume, she could get what Kim Kardashian did, get a surrogate. But I know that, I mean, I'm not a mom, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I know that Kim battled with, she labored, she carried her two first children, and then her last two she used a surrogate for, and she worried that she wouldn't have that bond with those children like she did her first two children. Of course, that didn't prove to be anything, like she loves all her children equally, but that could be something that Serena is worried about, she's not getting a surrogate.
Right.
But she could.
I respect that. I just think that she, and again, money doesn't solve everything, but if you're trying to be, if you are in the limelight and you're a person that has like a demanding schedule, like take a CEO, you know, a woman CEO, they have assistants that help them do everything that they need to get done that they don't have time for. And you don't want to like shelve off the raising of your children to anybody, you know, like, so you can't do that as a mom or a dad, but to have the money to have people help you so that when you are traveling, you can focus on this part of your job and then you can step off the court and be a mom, you know, because dads have to step out of work and still be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a stereotype that's like, oh, dads just aren't even there. Dads don't do anything. Dads are totally like, I was always there for my kid. I worked and I worked hard, but I came home and I was present in my kid's life.
Yeah,
I still am.
But I think you would admit that most of the time that's not the case.
Even in admitting that I'm a good dad, I do admit that the lion's share of the raising of our daughter, the day in, day out, was definitely on my wife, because my wife, we set it up so she didn't have to work. That was our choice. And so as a result, this is your job. You know, like this is a big part. You're going to be there with her throughout the day while I'm working. Mm-hmm. If my wife had wanted to work and my wife had like the better successful career than me, I could have stayed home. I would have done it in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Like, I'd be like, great. Especially the older I've gotten. Maybe younger me wouldn't have, because I thought I had to be the provider. But now, go back to work, honey, please. Give me a minute.
Oh,
What do you got for birthdays?
Well, we don't have any birthdays.
Oh, well, that was so easy.
But we can answer a question. And this one
August always seems like it's light on birthdays. I think people have kindly just stopped submitting them so we could just celebrate me. So thank you.
You think they care?
Like, yeah. I think they care that much. Hmm. The Potties are good people. Like, they're like, I'm going to take one for the team. I really would love to have my birthday mentioned, but it is Wally's month. So.
Oh. That's what they're thinking.
Going on that note, this one is a question just for you, Wally.
Oh, good.
It's from Katie Mill. She said, what is one cool thing that was given to you from Radio Disney?
Oh. Money.
Nice. Amen.
I cannot tell you how much money that job paid. It was so good. So good. So that was good. No, I think some of it was the kids' lives that we got to speak into and learning about some of these kids later in life and seeing where they are. Like Mark from Irvine listens now and still calls this radio show, you know, and to see him as a believer and married is kind of cool. And there were other kids Billy wanted to get into radio. We nicknamed everybody. So I think that is cool. I got all kind of little tchotchkes and I got to do different cool events and stuff like that. That was neat. But I think that would be the coolest takeaway I got. Cause Katie Mel, she's a huge, Disney Radio Disney fan. And she sent me a present actually, this year. I still have to email her back. But thank you, Katie. I'll tell you now, thank you for the present. I was on vacation when it came in. So I got it. I opened it up. There's like this, she always does really thoughtful gifts and personalized stuff. And it was really nice, and she wrote this cartoon book thing, and so it's cool. So thank you, Katie, you're the best. Katie, you'll get what you want. Katie Mel is the best thing from Radio Disney. There you go. So
is that what she wanted to hear?
Yeah, I think so. No. No, I appreciate you. And I think that's gonna do it for our aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.